The Bush administration is proposing changes to the Endangered Species Act, changes that would be the biggest revision in 20 years to the law that protects America's wildlife. The new regulations would cut out some of the reviews agencies have to undergo when they propose construction or development projects. The proposal also says it's not possible to link the emissions of greenhouse gases to impact on wildlife, and so that shouldn't be taken into account. The full details of the proposal will be released later this week, but Interior Department Secretary Dirk Kempthorne announced his plans today, calling them common sense changes. Kempthorne says the changes serve to update the Endangered Species Act, or ESA.
Our intent is to reduce the number of unnecessary consultations under the ESA. We need to focus our efforts where they will do the most good. It's important to use our time and resources to protect the most vulnerable species.
Kempthorne says it's not efficient to use limited resources to review actions where it's believed that endangered species won't be affected or potential effects are unlikely or remote. The Secretary of the Interior says the changes were inspired when the polar bear was listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act in May. He says while the polar bear's habitat is shrinking, the Endangered Species Act is not the tool that should be used to set climate policy. Kempthorne says the Bush administration has acknowledged that climate change is a serious problem, but it believes the ways to address it is through Congress and international action, not the Endangered Species Act.
These regulations are consistent with the service's current understanding that it is not possible to draw a link between greenhouse gas emissions and distant observations of impacts affecting species.
Environmentalists blasted today's announcement, saying the changes would ruin the Endangered Species Act. The Center for Biological Diversity's Climate Program Director Cassie Siegel called the proposals destructive.
This is a sneak attack on some of the most essential provisions of the Endangered Species Act. These regulations would cut right to the heart of some of our most important protections for our nation's plants and animals. And the perfect example of that is what this would do to the polar bear.
Siegel says the regulation would remove the ability of the Endangered Species Act to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, which she says are the biggest contributor to the warming that's shrinking the polar bear's sea ice habitat.
If this regulation had been in place when the bald eagle was listed under the act, we would never have been allowed to regulate DDT, and bald eagles would have gone extinct. By the same token, if this regulation were allowed to stand, it would lead to the extinction of the polar bear.
Siegel says the proposals are desired by industry and big business, and that Republicans in Congress have tried to push through similar changes, but they've been voted down. The Center for Biological Diversity and other environmental groups plan to weigh in on the proposals once they become public. A 30-day comment period will start once the proposal is released, which is expected to happen sometime this week.